Welcome to the Mount Nerds. My name is Caleb.
And I'm Taylor.
And this week we are talking about Animal Crossing New Horizons. It's been 1 year since this awesome game has come out, but we couldn't talk about it by ourselves because that wouldn't be no fun. So we invited an Animal Crossing specialist from the deep in the heart of, I can't remember, I was going to say the name of your... your island, and I can't remember.
Lilelu,
there you go.
Lilelu, yeah.
We have Tony T from the Nerd of God cast. Tony, how you doing?
Well, hello, Caleb. How are you, my friend? I'm so honored to be back. It makes me so happy to see you and to see Taylor again.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Now, Tony came with, he was our first ever guest on our show when when we first started the Mount Nerd. So when we switched over all of our stuff. So Tony was our first guest. We got to talk about some 80s, 90s, and today... you can go back and listen to that episode. It was
please do
a really fun one. But yeah, like I said, this week we are talking about a year of Animal Crossing. I cannot believe it's been a year already.
Does it seem longer than a year or shorter than a year? Is it gone fast or slow for you?
It's just a mix of just everything. I don't even know what day it is, to be honest with you.
It still feels like last March, doesn't it?
Yeah, it never changed. You know, we closed our eyes. It was like pandemic, close our eyes, boom, we're in 2021. So
here we are.
But before we begin, like we've been doing, something I forgot to include in the show notes. We like to talk about our just how our week's been going so far. So Taylor, why don't you kick us off this time? How has
mine's been great. Because in the theme of this episode, I got a new Animal Crossing Switch this week.
It's Yay. So lovely.
Got a new Animal Crossing Switch. I've always had the Switch Lite, so upgrade for me a little bit, and I'm able to start streaming now. I can hook it up to the monitor and play on Twitch, so that's been really fun. So I've had a great week.
Isn't it nice to see your villagers in like big, like high definition? What a change of dynamic there. Yes. Good for you. You deserve it, Taylor. Treat yourself, girl.
She was very excited. She goes, should I buy it? Should I buy it? And I walked over to the computer and she was hovering over the button and I just clicked it. I said, you bought it.
Good. That's a good man right there. You keep him.
You know. Well, Tony, how's your week been?
You know, really great. You know, we're getting into the Easter season, which is kind of the Super Bowl for vocational ministers. So we've been working really hard getting ready for that. But I assure you, my workload, as massive as it may be, I have still made time to play Animal Crossing every single day. And I'm proud to say that at the 1 year mark here, I have not missed one day of playing Animal Crossing for the entire year.
You beat us out big time.
You're better than me.
I have not, even when I had COVID and I was shut down, I was in bed for 12 days, I still managed to log in and just say hi to Isabel.
I don't know why I can imagine this, but I see Tony just laying in bed. He's like, honey, bring me the Switch.
I need my Switch. You want some medicine? No. My Nintendo.
Bring me Animal Crossing is the medicine.
Yeah.
That's the title of your episode right here.
Animal Crossing is the...
And yes. I need my fix, baby.
I need it. I need it. I want it. But yeah, that's awesome, man. My week has been pretty fun, too. We were blessed big time by... we were just major blessings were just coming this week. We won random things. So I've won like three giveaways this past week and I never win anything. And I'm like, how does this keep happening? We were walking in our apartment complex does like a giveaway and they said, find this pot of gold, which it was just painted rocks, not gold. Darn it. They lied. I should question someone about that, but they said, find this pot of gold and you know, you win. So apparently no one could find it. I mean, people are walking around, no one found it. Well, it was a couple days later and they sent another hint because I think they were just tired of people like not finding it.
They said people were walking past it every day and nobody would ever find it.
It was just buried 12 feet under the ground.
And so we were walking and we turn and I said, Taylor, what's that? And I see this little pot and it has like a little green feather sticking out. I said, oh, that's it. Let's get it. Wow. So I won a little gift card. But because of this week, we got some major blessings. We decided to invest a little bit more into the podcast and into streaming. So we bought a new webcam, which is pretty crisp. I'm very happy with it. And then we also bought some colored lights. So if you watch any of our streams, we actually have colored lights now in the background. We have an amazing webcam. So we're slowly building our Twitch podcasting.
New Animal Crossing Switch.
New Animal Crossing Switch. It's been a good techno week. That's what I'll call it like that.
So let me ask you this. I have the luxury of looking at you two while we're doing this. You're on different screens right now. I assume you're in the same geographic location.
About 15 feet away from me in another room.
But it looks like you're in two different places. You've got the whole green light thing. So which one of you guys has the new fancy camera?
Caleb.
Caleb, good. Yeah, I was going to say, you really do need the extra help.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, then it went HD and people are like, oh my gosh, that's what it looks like.
Oh no.
It was such a blur before.
I smear a little cooking grease over my camera lens so you can't see me. Like they used to do for the women that were on the old Star Trek TV show. Just blur them out a little bit, make them look younger and more alluring.
A little tiny bit. You see, this is all just makeup right here.
I can tell.
All right.
Well, that's really cool, man. Like I celebrate that for you guys. That's really, really awesome. When you feel like, hey, I got a boost, something good is happening. Man, that's great. And it couldn't happen to nicer people.
Yeah.
You got a bunch of people out there that just cheer you guys on all the time. You guys are the real deal and we love you. I'm really happy. I speak for the entire Mountain Nerd Army when I say I'm super happy for you guys.
Well, Tony, you are a VP Mountaineer.
Hey,
so there we go. I'm creating a random title that means nothing. So
I feel like I need a hairnet and a name tag with that on it right there.
You're a platinum member of the Mountaineer Mountaineers squad. I don't know.
So all that means is if I end up in Tennessee, I got a place to crash, right?
That's exactly what it means. And actually, that might be one of the things too. So we are, everyone knows because we talk about this all the time, but with our adoption, we're in placement. And so we're looking at possibly adopting two children. And so obviously we need to upgrade our place. So we may have the opportunity to get a bigger place pretty soon. So I'm pretty happy about that, to where we can have actually the space, because right now we are crammed in a very small apartment. So,
If you guys do want to move and become the Peninsula Nerds, we can always have you come down here too. Sunny Florida. Time for a rebrand. Every time I'm on your show, you rebrand it, right? So we're due.
Write that down. But anyway, I'm glad everything seems to be on the up and up. We just continuously pray. And we're just glad that we're, because like I said before, we've been in a really rough season. 2021 has been for us it's been tough, but I think the Lord has kind of shown us in the middle of that we just need to be in this time of like prayer right now. Our message at our church last Sunday was all about prayer, and it really kind of spoke to me and really gave me some insight about my prayer life. Just kidding, you guys came for Animal Crossing, but you're really here to hear some.
And we'll get to that, but first.
It was really cool to just hear that message and it speak with me. So I've been really just deep in prayer, and I feel like things for us have been more positive in our lives because of it. And so I encourage everybody, if you're in that season where things are rough, because we have been there. We have absolutely been there where, I lost a bunch of people in the last couple months, and just being in prayer and being in the Word and just in focusing on those sort of things, it really changes your mood. It changes the attitude you have. And we see that just as a reflection. Taylor probably sees it as a reflection too. I'm not trying to speak for you, Taylor, but it's right now we're just seeing things fall into place that we've been kind of waiting on. That's just a little encouragement. If you're listening to this, get in the Word, pray a little bit, good stuff.
Can I get an amen from the congregation?
The Pentecostal.
That's it, man.
Hooting and hollering.
Break loose in here. Someone's going to run. Someone's going to run.
But anyway, we are here to talk about 1 year of Animal Crossing New Horizons. It has been, like we were saying earlier, 1 year of this game now. It's been crazy. I mean, we started this game. This game came out, a couple weeks after everything went into lockdown?
Yeah.
And everybody jumped on board. Everybody was on the train. Everybody was playing. And then, you kind of, I guess that's where it separated the true fans from the bandwagon folks. And, you know, a lot of people are kind of falling off because they need to add stuff, this and that and the other. But for me personally, as a player of Animal Crossing, I'm enjoying the content that I'm getting, that they're still putting out for us. And I think it's awesome that they're continuously putting out more and more content. So as a whole, let me ask you, so I'll start with you, Tony. What has been your just experiences in this past year of Animal Crossing as a whole? How has it been for you? I mean, what's you can even talk about a little bit if you want to talk about, like, how has that with the pandemic, how has that done anything for you? Has it, like, enabled you to connect with people?
Yeah, without question. First off, I'm talking to you guys really because of that. I mean, I think that we kind of started with our interactions, just sharing Animal Crossing recipes back and forth. I think it started out with a pinball machine or something back in the day. Caleb, I got one, and we just back and forth and just kind of started sharing recipes, DIYs and things like that. 100%. I've been an Animal Crossing fan since 2002. I mean, this is not a first rodeo for me. I love this game. It captured my imagination. I love the world. I love the franchise. I love the flavor. But this one, I think, just landed at the right time, where we all didn't know that was what we were going to need. And we definitely needed it. We were able to stay in our homes and yet visit other people's homes. We were able to share and network and create with each other. And it's been really great for me because my son has a Switch. I have a Switch. Not too long after, I bought my wife a Switch, and we all have the game, and we will sit and we'll share. And it has become a family outing for us, even while we're sitting in the same home with each other, visiting islands. And, oh, Celeste is on my island. Everybody come over and we're going to watch stars. And it's just been activity after activity virtually on our Switches, thanks to Nook Incorporated.
Yeah. Awesome. What about you, Taylor? What has your kind of experience been? I mean, I know what it's been, but...
But the people want to know, Taylor.
The people, the Mountaineers out there want to know. I think I just coined it. Did I just... Is that what our audience is called?
I love this so much right now.
The Mountaineers.
Tony, you just need to come on our show like once a quarter so I could just... You know, coin a new term.
I'm a fountain of inspiration, you guys. It's just one of my gifts. I'm a giver.
Yeah, same as Tony. I've been a fan of this game since I was little. Played the GameCube version and grew up from there. But yeah, I've always loved this game. I bought my original Switch for this game, and then leveled up from there. But but yeah, playing this game has connected me with a lot of people, a lot of previous coworkers that used to work with me, and they don't now, but we still connect because of this game. I met a lot of new people because of this game. Just all around, yeah, it's been a wonderful experience. The best part of it, I think, was just all the interactions with everybody, and getting to make new friends and that sort of thing.
Awesome.
One of my favorite Animal Crossing moments, I'm gonna jump right in here. I'm sorry, real quick. Taylor, you switched your island vibe like kind of midway through. You're just like, hey, scrap it, everything, we're going to start over from scratch.
Yeah.
And one of my favorite things was you put a shout out and you just said, hey, anybody who just wants to come get free stuff, come clean house.
Yes.
And watching people run across your island like they were in Willy Wonka's chocolate factory was one of my favorite things. Like, she has, I think I have like 2 golden axes that I stole from your island. Like, I straight up did it.
You should have had like the balloon hat on with the purple. You should have done the whole Willy Wonka thing.
Every come with me and you'll be. But the sharing and the generosity. I have a golden flower on my island, Taylor, that you gave me. It was just, you know, but we don't know each other. We've never met each other in real life. That's pretty rad. I mean, I think that's cool.
Yeah. It's awesome. Yeah.
Same experience for me. And what's really cool is I have a friend, like Taylor was saying, I have a coworker that I no longer work with, who's become a really good friend of mine. And when it first started, I didn't really get to see him that often, him or his girlfriend. And so me and Taylor played with them. They're a couple hours away from us. We got to hang out with, I got to meet Tony and play, and we got to share those experiences. I've played with people all around the country that I've just met just playing this game. Like, hey, I don't know who Joshua Chalk is. You know, I've never met him in person, but my first interaction with him was, hey, I have my bells. I have like 600 bells per turnip. You posted on the Nerd of God cast, anyone or a Nerd of God squad. And he's like, anyone wants to come to my island and make some money? Heck mm-hmm. yeah. And I met him and, you know, got to do that. And it's just been really cool. Like you were saying, it's awesome that me and my wife have something to play together.
Yeah.
You know, we could be sitting on the couch, put on a show in the background and play, you know, have yeah. something to do, have those. And that really was something that, I guess a new connection that we had as a couple, because me and Taylor, as much as we love each other, there's some things that, you know, she does. She has different hobbies, different, you know, as any person would. She has different hobbies like watercolor painting or puzzles or such, things that I don't like to do. And same with me, I play different games that she doesn't like. And so for us to come together to play this one game has been really good for, it's kind of weird to say as a video game is kind of good for us as a couple. And that's really funny saying that, because it's like, it's a video game, but it's a video game where we get to connect and we're sitting next to each other talking, and Taylor, help me redesign my whole island because I suck at it and you're 100 times better.
And you're so good at it.
Yeah. And it's
but just, that's quality time. I mean, that's yeah. it transcends a video game. It becomes quality time, shared experiences.
Oh yeah. And it's one of those, hey, I need this, I need that. And Taylor just gives me whatever I need. So it's, you know, because she's way
it's nice
better.
To have a sugar mama, right?
Actually, when she did that whole island redo, she was like, well, I'm getting rid of like 9 million bells I had. I said, I'll take them. So I'm in my game. Thanks to my wife, I'm now a multimillionaire. So
you are a billionaire.
I went up to Tom Nook and I said, look, man, I'm in charge. I'm the captain now.
I am the captain now.
Well, so moving on from this, let's talk about, you know, over the course of the year, there's been several different events, and let's talk about favorites to our least favorites. Taylor, why don't you kick off our events? Tell us, what were some of your favorites and then your least favorites?
Okay. Well, I'm going to start with the least favorites to get that one out of the way. Bunny Come on, Day. Taylor,
say it. Say it.
Bunny Day.
Oh my gosh.
Bunny Day.
Stab me in the face. Bunny Day. Can I say sucks on the Mountain Nerds podcast?
You can say it.
Bunny Day sucks.
Yeah, it was horrible.
It was so, I guess we all agree that's our least favorite event. Yep.
I built a cemetery on my island just so I could bury Zipper in my cemetery.
Wait, that's his name? He has a name?
Because he's wearing like this Five Nights at Freddy's costume. He's got this weird zipper. He's not, whatever he is, he's not a bunny. It's a bunny suit with a zipper on the back. Like he is an imposter.
Oh, I didn't think about that. How
yeah.
creepy.
Oh, yeah, he's made of a bunch of bees or something, like Oogie Boogie. I don't know what the vibe is there.
It's snakes. It's nothing but snakes.
It's just, you just sentient it's just snakes.
Snakes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the worst event in my opinion. And also, I have to replay this event because I don't have the DIYs from it anymore. Oh. So I get to play it again this year.
So now they did change it, because I know they put a patch in there, because when it originally came out, it was just eggs everywhere. You couldn't shake a tree or catch a fish. It was just eggs everywhere. And people complained, so they did say, okay, we're gonna make the number of egg encounters a little less frequent. So thankfully this year it should be a little more easy to endure.
Yes, for sure.
But most people, unless you were playing from day one, you probably didn't get to experience Bunny Day
or a cherry blossom season.
Yeah, which lasted like 10 minutes. It I feel did. Like my island was covered with snow for like 9 months.
I said the same thing. I said it snowed forever and there was snowflakes forever, but cherry blossoms, I don't know.
You better not blink. Apparently my island is in Minnesota. That's what I've discovered. In the middle of Lake Superior.
They wanted you to get the feeling of living up north, since you know
that's what it was. That's right
they wanted you to get that full immersion, you know.
Thank you for saying Bunny Day. I feel like you just validated my whole heart.
Tony was like, well, there goes 5 minutes of my rant.
No, I think I got my 5 minutes in there. But
five additional minutes, I guess.
Five bonus minutes. I'm going to pocket them for later.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, well, we talked about you are all least favorites. So what's your favorites?
Okay, I have a combined favorite for two different reasons. I didn't necessarily like the event of the day of Turkey Day, but the DIYs that came out of
They were
it, I
so
feel
good.
like,
They were
yes,
awesome.
I was able to reuse those. I think I'm still even using some of those DIYs in my island because they're so like versatile. Event-wise, actual event day-wise, I love Toy Day. That was my
Toy Day
favorite. It was
was,
all of the
yeah.
lights, all of that. It was very like wholesome and made my heart happy.
Taylor, I was frustrated with Toy Day because I felt like I never got any of the Toy Day DIYs. Like I never got a Christmas tree DIY. I finally had to just
That was
convince someone to
difficult.
make one for me. It's like, what? I'm popping balloons all day, every day. What in the world? Why can't I get any of these DIYs?
They definitely came in like batches. So I would get like one and I'd be like, okay, I need to farm some balloons like really, really fast. And I get like a bunch of them. And then I wouldn't get any for a couple of days. And then I just get a bunch of them and I eventually collected them all. But
Yeah.
it definitely took a while.
Well, it gives me something to look forward to for next year.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Tony, what about you? What was your favorite that we had?
I forgot about Turkey Day. I liked the Turkey Day mechanic of like getting the recipes and stuff like
That
that. I
was
thought that was
fun.
kind of a neat play game. It wasn't my favorite day, but I did love the DIYs. No, my favorite, and this is not my favorite holiday in real life, but Halloween was awesome.
Devil,
Yes, it
Satan. I
was.
know, Satan. That's how the devil enters into your soul, young man, with that pumpkin-headed demon.
There's the pumpkin heads.
But they did it so well. First off, you get that creepy delivery at your house, and it's just this glowing-eyed portrait of Jack, which just sets the whole thing up right.
Yeah.
And then the harvesting pumpkins was cool. But then on the day, going around and all of the new reactions that you can do to freak people out and wearing
Yeah.
costumes and getting candy. And the DIYs were really cool. And all of the ways that you could customize your character with the new hair and the new skin colors and the eye colors, that was really fun. I feel like
Yes.
they really made that holiday kind of come to life, and there was a lot of ways that you could uniquely express yourself during that time. So I think they
Yeah.
did that one really, really well. I was surprised by it.
And I
Yeah.
felt like that was the gateway to them bringing in those other reactions that came a couple of months later, like sitting down and all that
Yeah,
kind of stuff.
the
That kind of
selfie one. I
like,
love the selfie one.
yeah, that one was a cool one. That was actually good to get some like little snapshots too. I think my favorite, honestly, it's kind of a toss-up because I really like the Halloween one. I really love the Thanksgiving one, but I think the one that for me was just enjoyable the most. It's kind of a go-between. I like the New Year's event, and I also like the 4th of July. The New Year's was fun just because it was just like all your villagers were really happy and there wasn't there, I think there was like poppers and stuff. That was like really fun and cute. But the 4th of July one was fun because you could put custom fireworks. And so I put like my flag and then you see the fireworks of my flag and then
Oh, I
they
forgot
were
about that.
I
Yeah, it
forgot they
was
did
such
4th
a
of
fun
July.
event. I like that event. And now that event wasn't anything special. I mean, it wasn't like, oh, you get all this like awesome stuff, but it was just fun. I mean, I can't remember if it was the, I think and the New Year's one, you got glow sticks and you got party hats, but I think you got different fireworks and stuff that you could put on your island and you got balloons. And I've actually used some of those balloons just to decorate wherever. So it's been, I that was I really I just enjoyed that event. That one was a good one for me. It wasn't the most wow, this is game changing, but it was just a really, it was really cool with the fireworks and I don't know. I liked it.
So for you, any event that includes fireworks, you're happy.
Explosions, basically.
Yeah,
Football.
that's your theme. That's your theme. Even in Fortnite, you love exploding things, so
Love it's just maybe I'm a pirate. Oh my goodness.
you
This
probably are.
is better than counseling.
That's right. That's right.
I'm
So tell us
discovering things about
how does it
myself.
feel to watch the world burn, Caleb?
Glorious. But yeah, those were pretty cool. Now let's talk about you kind of gave me an idea about that, Taylor. You were talking about your DIYs. What are some of your favorite DIYs? This could just be an open conversation.
Oh,
And
wow.
I'll start with this. Some of my favorite, I think my all-time, I think just my opinion, the best DIYs in this game are the Christmas lights. I love those so much. I don't think that's been in any other Animal Crossing. And those to me just like they were beautiful, especially for the fact that me and Taylor, we have like kind of a Christmas tradition where we go out and drive around and look at Christmas lights. Mm-hmm. A lot of people didn't put up lights this year. This past year, they just didn't because it was like, they're just not in the holiday spirit or whatever. But it was really cool to put those up in my town, like to have all the, like the glowing reindeer and the presents and the giant glowing tree that I put as kind of a centerpiece. I was really impressed. I actually found myself saying, I want more, give me more Christmas lights. This is not enough. Give me a Santa Claus or something. Give me more, because it wasn't enough. But I'm really hoping that further, you know, like maybe this coming Christmas in 2021, that they actually give us more DIY lights. So those are pretty awesome.
As I mentioned, I didn't get any of the Christmas DIY, so I feel super left out right now. Like I'm up on the top of Mount Crumpet looking down over Whoville.
Oh.
Fahu forays indeed.
Hate, double hate, triple hate, loathe.
I wish the listeners could have seen the way your eyes lit up when you just did that. It was
the fact that I'm also wearing green and there's
a green
light.
In a green room, yeah. It was a thing to behold.
Well, I told Taylor, I think for Halloween, I need to find me a Grinch onesie.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then I'll just be the Grinch for Halloween and then wear it again for Christmas. So
that's right. Double down, baby.
Double it up. What about you guys? What were your favorite DIYs? I know you kind of mentioned Thanksgiving ones, but.
Yes, I definitely liked the Thanksgiving ones. But that aside, the tiny library is my favorite. That one. It's so cute. That one, the Christmas one is great. And I'm trying to think, there was something recently. Any of the cherry blossom ones are also amazing because I didn't get to experience those really. So I would love to see those. Those, I think the cherry blossom, like bonsai tree looking one that you put like in the room, that's like the leaves and stuff. That one is really pretty too. Can't wait to get that one this year.
I don't think they were very clear that you could catch those cherry blossoms from the air. So I was time just going, this is really pretty. And it was like the last day that I realized, oh, you can catch these. Oh, too late.
Done.
you better believe when maple season came around, I was catching all kind of maple leaves.
Yeah, right.
Those DIYs were great too.
I had a hard time finding acorns and pine cones. I don't have very many trees on my island because I hate wasps. So that was my deal, but you know.
Those were difficult. I mean, like, I literally was like, Taylor, once again, my Animal Crossing sugar mama. Taylor, can I pull some of them pine cones?
Let me get some of them pine cones, baby.
Got some acorns. So
I like the ice DIYs. I thought those were really cool.
Yeah.
I got tired of trying to make perfect snowmen, but I still I like those ice DIYs. They looked really neat.
So,
but
the first
my,
part for
my
you
favorite are Celeste. I'm sorry, like the outer space DIYs are just sick.
So Tony, for the ice ones, at first you were like, do you want to build a snowman? And then at the end of that, like you were like, no, I'm done with that.
Never. I never want to see another snowman again. The first time that I built a snow boy and he didn't give me a DIY or whatever, I'm like, okay, good, we're done with this. I never have to do this again.
Did you take an axe and we're just like,
I never did. I'm not that kind of a person.
I was trying to, when I made like three in a row and Taylor's like, wow, how do you keep making perfect snow boys? I was like, I don't know. Maybe I got skills. Then I got on my Switch and was trying to make one and it was like not perfect. I'm like, I'm done with this. This is stupid. Yep.
This is just trash. Exit the game real quick before it saves. No one will know. No one will know. It's not time travel. It doesn't count.
It doesn't count. I don't cheat. I don't time travel.
So we did, and I think you guys did it too. I think we had the same idea. We did our family Christmas card that we mailed out as our Animal Crossing characters.
Yes.
So my wife and my son and I, we did it. We went out and got them printed up and we mailed them out to people. And I wanted to take our picture, but it was too dim. It was too late in the evening. So I went out and I time traveled and made it 3 hours earlier so that I could have a little more sunlight for our photos. I guess we could have just gone to Harv's Island or whatever, but I wanted to be in the snow and make it look nice. What I realized was that when you time travel, all your turnips go bad. Even setting the clock back 3 hours. It was just 3 hours for some daylight, guys. Oh, I wasn't trying to cheat the game. I was just trying to do a family photo. I was advertising for you, Nintendo.
Thanks a lot, Nintendo. No, okay.
Lost all my turnips.
Were you like me? Are you like me where you just don't like time traveling, and the thought of it just makes your stomach hurt. Because I time traveled one, I was trying to build something, and I was like, this is stupid because I'm going to have to wait a day, knock it down, then wait another day to build something else. I was like, I'm just going to time travel. And I did it. I was like, oh, this feels so wrong. Yeah. I hate it. It hurts.
So the only, I do. And I think if you're trying to cheat the game, and you're trying to get ahead on something, or you want to just, like, you know, rig the system, you're defying the spirit of what the game is. Like, yeah. It's supposed to be slow. Calm down. Yes, you do have to craft every single thing one at a time. Yes, it would be great if you could do 99 fish baits at once, but no, take your time. You're on an island. But one time I did, I actually did time travel to cheat the game. My friend from the Nerd of God cast, Jackie, had a villager that I really wanted. And I told her, I said, if that villager ever asks if you want to leave, you know, just let me know. We're going to walk that whole thing out, right? I'd love to take that villager. So she's like, oh, yeah, I told the villager she could leave. I'm like, I don't have any open spots on my island. No. So I did. I turned into Jerry Seinfeld first, and then I time traveled. And I just basically went back and just kept going through days until somebody finally asked me if they were ready to leave. And then I said, yes, you can leave. And I let them leave. And then I time traveled forward to get them in boxes. And then I went and got her villager. So that was me cheating. I'm confessing it right now in front of God and Taylor.
Tony just right after he finished that, he felt so convicted.
I did. I really did. I feel like you can't go to the top of the mountain with the nerds and carry that kind of iniquity in your heart. The Lord can see you on the mountain.
Oh, man. Speaking of villagers, what are some of y'all's favorite villagers?
Oh, I love all of them.
All of them.
Except for Hazel. We hate Hazel.
Gross. Oh, wait, is that the one with the unibrow? My...
Uh-huh. Yes. Unowow.
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 She was my starter in my last island. And
she was my starter on Animal Crossing 1.
Yeah.
She was one of my first villagers.
I hate her so much. I was like so ready to get rid of her, and she would not leave. Her and Benedict, they would not leave.
Oh, Benedict too. I hate all the chickens. Don't like I'm sorry. Them. I just don't like chickens.
Yeah, Benedict.
I don't either.
Oh, what was it? It was something. He said something creepy. He was like, "Do you want to touch my abs or something?" I'm like,
yes.
Oh, no,
not today.
He legitimately did in a conversation he was having with one of the villagers, and I popped in there and I was peeping on their conversation, and he's like, "You want to touch my abs?" I'm like, "This is getting really creepy."
Well, this game I need an adult. I need an adult.
This game went from rated T to rated M very quickly.
I was like, "Bye, Benedict. You will not be right here. You are not welcome." Welcome.
You pervy chicken. You're out of here.
I go through, I get accused of going through villagers quick because I want to let them, I want to experience more villagers. So if somebody asks me if they want to leave, for the most part, I'll let them go because I like getting new villagers. But people will say, no, you get your favorites and you lock that down. Like, it's an Animal Crossing game. It's not marriage.
Let me ask you this. Do you have any that you've kept that you're like, I just can't get rid of?
I do. That's what would make up my list, I think, of my favorites. Like my ultimate favorites are the ones of like, nope, you ain't leaving this island. For me, Blue Bear is, I love Blue Bear.
I like Blue Bear.
Blue Bear is adorable. She steals my heart. I love her.
She's very cute. Yeah.
I love Marshall, the little spunky squirrel.
Yes.
He's sassy and I love him. And then a new one that I got that I really, really like is Whitney. She's a white wolf and she is just really, really posh and wonderful. And I think she's great.
Oh, nice. My favorite
ones, all good ones.
Yeah, thank
those
you.
Those are
and
really
Bo,
good.
Also Bo. I can't. He's my lazy little reindeer. He kind of reminds me of the Big Lebowski.
I actually just let Bo go. I had to let him go. I sat him down. I said, look, man, it's just not working out.
It's not working out. It's not you. It's me.
I'm going to need you to pack your bag. In fact, I got your bags packed already. So, you know.
Sorry, Bo. You got to go.
The dodos are, you know, they're loading it up. Mm. My favorites, I love. So almost from the beginning. Now, I had Flora. Flora is my girl.
Yeah. She's the like the flamingo, right?
Flora came up to me first and was like, hey, bestie. And I was like, oh, nope, we're best friends.
We're tight. And me.
Flora is my girl. I keep her. I've had her almost, I think, since the beginning.
I think she was one of your starters.
Flora has been one that I just can't get rid of. And then
I don't think you have her actual house. Like, that's how
you
much
still have the ugly house?
Yeah, I think he does.
Oh man,
You don't
poor
have her
Flora.
house doesn't have the flamingos in it, does it?
No, I've
Yeah, you
changed
have
out.
a
I've given
star.
her so much furniture. It's like not even funny. It's like her whole house is different. But I like her, and then my boy Stitches.
Oh
I love my
yeah.
boy Stitches. I cannot. The other day he was like, I stood outside of your house and waited because I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry, buddy. I'm so sorry.
Wait, is that endearing or is that creepy to have a little Frankenstein teddy bear?
I
Like,
don't
I
know.
stood outside of your home waiting for you.
Well, now I have to get
I
rid of him,
watched you
Tony.
change inside your home.
Yeah. He's like, I looked through the window, me with the zipper, my best
Oh
pal.
my goodness. Now I'm gonna have bad dreams.
Go watch the Willy's Wonderland with Nicolas
You
Cage.
ruined Animal Crossing for me.
No, but I do love Stitches. He's my boy.
He's cool. What a cool character.
He is a really neat character, and he's always like super friendly. One I still have the other two that I actually have amiibo cards for, but I can't seem to get rid of them because I love them so much is Ketchup, who's a
Oh, Ketchup's
little
adorable.
she's a little tomato duck. So she has like the green hair like a tomato, and she's all red. And my other boy is Filbert. I love Filbert.
Oh
He's my little
yeah.
squirrel, my little blue squirrel. So those are.
You said you like Filbert because you have him in one of your original games,
Yes,
right?
Filbert was one that I had, I think, in, I want to say New Leaf. I had Filbert.
Isn't it funny how like we have like this affinity for our previous, and they have no idea who you are, right? But it's just, I feel loyalty to
I
you. I knew you back in another lifetime.
I knew you before you knew yourself. But
Or like if you let them go and then you get them back on Arena of Mine, they're like, "Hi, nice to meet you." Like,
Like,
we knew
what
each
happened to
other.
you? What happened to you?
Have
What did they do to you? They wiped your mind. It's like now all of a sudden it's this very Orwellian science fiction.
it goes from just a cutesy Animal Crossing game to like a sci-fi
Yeah.
adventure.
They wiped your mind, Ketchup.
No. I think everybody else I have on my island is pretty like they I don't care if they stay or go. I just got now. I did get one for Taylor, and I said, "Do you want me to get her? Because I know she's a rare one to find." I got Judy.
Oh,
I don't
yeah.
know if you're familiar with Judy.
My
She's
wife
like
has Judy.
she's really cutesy. And then I
She's
gave
the one with the big
Taylor,
sparkle eyes, right? Like she
yeah.
looks like an anime character.
Apparently, she's like top tier Animal
Really?
Crossing
Her and
character. Yeah,
Raymond.
her and Raymond, which
It's
I
because
gave Taylor Raymond too.
I think she's one of the, I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure she's one of the ones who are new to the game, so she doesn't have an amiibo card. So, yeah.
A
That
supply
was
and
the one that
demand
I took
baby.
from the one I took from Jackie was Audi, and I don't think she has an amiibo card
Yeah.
either.
She's also
See,
great.
I want her so bad. Because isn't
Oh.
that, I think that was the isn't that like the there's an older lady that plays Animal
Yes. Yeah.
Crossing, and that character was based off her. That's really cool that they did that.
I want to be her whenever I grow up. Yeah, Taylor, she's the one that's
You
like
will be, hon. You will be.
Yeah. I'm playing my nice old Switch 3000, playing Animal Crossing. I don't know why she sounds like that, but that's future Taylor's voice right there. I looked in the future, I grabbed the
He time
voice,
traveled in real life.
and that's what I got,
That's what you
apparently.
sound like, and all his turnips are bad.
Yeah, they're rotten. All right,
What? Well, let
awesome.
me ask you this. What
Yeah.
spin off of that question? What kind of villagers do you like the most? Like, what character
Yeah.
type do you tend to take a shine to?
Taylor, you can go first and name your favorites too.
Yeah, I didn't say my favorites. I love the deer. Those are my favorites. I think I have, I'm looking, I'm pulling up my app. It is four deer on my island.
Wow.
And I wanted to do an all deer island at one point, but there wasn't, I think a Peppy. There wasn't one of the types. I was going to be missing a type, so I didn't end up going with that. But the deer are my favorite, and Eric is my all-time favorite. Raymond is also high up there.
Nice. I just got a new deer, Deirdre, and she's lovely.
Yes, I
Taylor
have
loves
her as
Deirdre.
well. That's
I
one of
love
her.
Her
Very
favorites.
cute.
What's your favorite kind, Caleb?
I generally, when I start Animal Crossing games, I generally start with a fire type because those usually beat all the gems. Oh, we're talking about Animal Crossing, not
No,
Pokemon. My
that's
bad.
perfect. Yes.
I was going to say a grass starter or a water starter. No.
Phoebe, I think,
If it,
right? That's the one. That's the bird one with the
yeah.
flaming house.
Lazy. I like my lazy villagers because they're like me. They're just big and
Oh, you're
lazy.
talking. Yes, type lazy. Yes.
There,
Sorry. I
listen,
was
there's no
thinking
wrong way to
animal.
answer. It's your show, Taylor.
Except for Pokemon types. That's what's the wrong way to answer.
I was thinking you were asking animal. I like lazy po- animal.
I'm a Snorlax guy.
I'm a Snorlax. Really? I like my Snorlaxes. Yeah.
Lazy and normal are my favorite types.
Yeah.
Deer are my favorite animal.
I don't like the. I immediately, if I'm villager hunting or something, if I switch out and I go to an island, there's like a preppy Animal Crossing. I'm like, no, I don't want you. You're gross.
Can we appreciate the grumpy like the and the one. Snooties though? Because they I like love little, the
Snooties. Snooties are probably my favorite.
Old women and old men.
Yeah,
they're so cute.
I love Snooties and I love Sisterlies.
Yeah. I got. I think isn't Wolfgang? I have Wolfgang, and I think he isn't he a grumpy.
Yeah.
I like the grump. He's like, oh, gotta get out. I gotta go outside today. I'm like, all right, grandpa.
Yes, I have Grizzly. He's my cranky. And he told me once, he was like walking around and he said something, my muscles are starting to, I was like, I feel that, bro.
Spirit animal established.
Oh my goodness. Oh, yes.
Did you ever say who your favorite villagers were, Taylor? I feel like I steamrolled you. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. Yeah, Eric and Raymond are my favorite. Gotcha. Eric is probably top of the top. Raymond is a very close second, but he's also grand. And Fauna is my favorite girl.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Eric and Fauna, the lovers.
So, Tony, were you steamrolled Taylor? She's just going to cut that part out, all of it. Good. She has the power now. Happened. So.
Because Taylor loves me and she'll protect my podcasting integrity. Thank you.
She'll blast it on social media. Look what he did. now, going off of characters, do you guys have like a we've been introduced as the game has gone by through the whole year that this game has been around. We've been introduced to a number of NPCs. Do you guys have like a favorite NPC? And I'm not talking, you can we'll put into to two categories. We'll put it into the first category. You like what they have. So whatever NPC has like the best, you know, the one that you have to go to if they're on your island. And then we'll go to another one, their personality, which one, you know, you just kind of like, you just really like that NPC. Tony, why don't you kick us off with that?
So the ones that just kind of pop up on the weekly, I like Gulliver a lot, but boy, I was pleasantly surprised by Gullivar.
I do like Gullivar.
I thought Pirate Gullivar was really, really cool. That was the one that I still get excited when I see Gullivar because I just feel like it's fresh and it's new. I love Crazy Red, you know, back there hanging on his boat in the back of the island. But yeah, Gullivar is the one that he's got cool stuff, and I just dig what he's selling.
Yeah, I don't think I could endorse Red. He's over there making meth in his boat on the back of my island. I don't trust that, man.
He's a little shady for sure.
I have some family members like that, so I'm just going to... I was like, whoa, this seems very familiar.
This is very familiar. Hey, cousin. Hey, cousin, let me hook you up right here.
Yeah, right. That's the first thing says, hey there, cousin. I'm with you, Tony. I really like Gullivar. He's always one that anytime I see him, like there are some times where like I see them come in and I just kind of skip them because I'm like, I don't feel like talking to Sahara for 15 minutes to try to get some rugs. I don't really care for even like the what's the plant one. I don't really care for him too much. The sloth
leaf
one? Leaf. Not a fan. But yeah, I think Gullivar is one of my faves for sure. And I always love seeing Celeste. Celeste is like, when it comes to like little personality of characters, I love Celeste. She's always fun. She's like, here's a recipe. Woo.
I want you to narrate my game for me. You got all these voices for all the different little characters. I'm going to get out of here. I'm Celeste. I'm going to give you.
I should be a voice actor. We were talking, I'm about to switch my profession. And like, well, I'll go ahead and give you it's a me, a Mario.
There you go. Oh my goodness. Can we talk about the Mario stuff? I love that that's in this game. To jump the gun, but
no, it's I was gonna say that one is the Mario stuff is pretty sweet.
It's pretty cool.
But yeah, I Taylor, what's your favorite kind of villager and or NPCs?
Yeah, I think Celeste is probably my favorite, even though I'm usually playing during my lunch break, so I don't get to see her that often. But I also appreciate Leaf. I think he has such a little positive outlook on life, so Taylor's he's always happy.
Taylor's hey man, going total hey man, opposite. You gotta do what makes you happy, all right?
I think Red's hooking him up with a little something something.
I think he's
okay, I never thought about it that way, so you guys are ruining him for me.
He's like, hey, cousin, I'm gonna give you a little something.
No, it's cool, bro.
You
can buy some turnip. You can buy some pumpkins or, you know, some windflowers.
I mean, he's a child. Leaf is a child at the 70s, so yeah, 60s or 70s.
Hey, whatever. Whatever makes you happy, man.
And I do like to go to Red whenever he's there and get the painting because I still haven't completed the art museum.
And that's a slow burn to get all those, which I kind of appreciate. I feel like I was done with dinosaurs in like 3 days.
Yes. But...
Yeah. Then I actually get more excited when I see statues because I never get statues.
Yeah, for real.
And then when I get statues,
Terracotta Soldier today, and it was fake, and I still bought it because I'm like, whatever, I'm gonna buy it.
What I've been doing, so get this, I've been taking my fake statues and I've just been putting them on my island as just, you know, statues, you know, to give my island a little flair with that. But yeah.
Taylor, weren't you the one that told me that one of the statues is haunted?
Yeah, I think Caleb has that one.
Yeah, I have.
You like click it and it like lights up and like does like this the lights.
You're gonna have to. You haven't been to my island in a while, Tony. You're gonna have to come visit my island because
I don't know if he's been to my new island.
Not if you got a demon statue.
not that. You know what happened? So we had Jack came on my island and he brought his devil stuff and cursed my statue.
That's it.
But yeah, no, I really do. I love the characters that they're bringing into the game. I think they're just all, granted, there's some that I like more than others, but I think they're all really fun because they bring different personalities. Mm-hmm. You know, what's the, it always cracks me up when I get Pavel?
Pave was from
Pascal.
Pascal. Thank you.
Oh yeah.
Pascal. He always dispenses.
Pave was great, though.
Those hips don't lie.
Come on, Pave.
You know what? I think I retract what I said about Toy Day. I think Festival was my favorite. Because I still have all of the Festival stuff up. I love stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I have a bunch of my stuff on there as well. And that was really fun. Now, I did, going back to Pascal. It's just his words of wisdom always crack me up. It's like, don't take two Kleenex boxes and not replace the Kleenex box. I'm like, well, I don't wonder why, but okay. Or he's like, change your underwear every day. Okay. Like I'm just confused, but I'm fascinated.
Yeah, man. Just give that guy a scallop and let him work.
Give me my pearl. But We'll kind of start to close here. What are you guys wanting the game to add in future updates? What are you looking for that you're like, man, this is what something I really want in the game?
Battle Royale death matches.
I mean, that's the only way to do it. I know for me, I really want the coffee shop.
Oh, Brewster.
Brewster was so much fun in previous games. I'm like, come on. Every time I see an announcement, I'm like, give me Brewster. That's what I want.
So, but where do they put them? I mean, there's nowhere to really put them on the island if you've got your space maxed out. I mean, they can't open a shop, can they?
I mean, I think Brewster was in the museum.
In the basement, yeah.
He was in the museum in previous games.
In Wild World, maybe? Yeah, in New Leaf, he had his own shop.
Yeah. See, I didn't play far enough in New Leaf to get...
Oh, New Leaf is a treasure.
Yeah, but I think it was in Wild World. I think he was in the basement of the museum.
Okay. Yeah. I like that. Do you remember when it was Celeste had a little, you could do it yourself exhibit rooms in the museum?
That was upstairs, fun.
Yeah.
Add that in there where, you know, you can just, hey, this is my room that I'm going to just decorate like with my art or with my whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was one of my favorite things. I'd love to see that come back.
Yeah.
The museum. Can we just agree that the museum is great?
The museum is
amazing.
One of the best parts of the game.
Yes.
If you are somehow, you're like, I don't know about that there Animal Crossing game, and you're listening to this for some reason, play
and
the game.
And you're someone's grandma for some reason. You're
Taylor from
these kids and their switches.
If you're Taylor from the future, you need to play. Give Animal Crossing a try because it's super fun.
It is.
That museum alone, I was like, am I in the museum in Texas? Am I in the Houston Museum? Because there's like a butterfly room.
Yeah.
There's like an aquarium, like a legit aquarium. That was crazy. Instead of like, you know, all the old Animal Crossing games, you walk in and they're all in like one tank.
Yeah.
But yeah, I can't wait to see, because I think they said that they're going to continuously add things in the future. So I really am like really pumped to see what kind of things they're going to add, because I'm sure they want to keep people invested within the game.
I can't believe they've added as much as they have.
Oh yeah.
Can you believe we didn't have diving whenever we started?
Right. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's insane to me. But the game really has changed. I mean, if you look at vanilla Animal Crossing New Horizons, it's a different game now than it was. And then you got, you know, you just got all these things that they've added. They've, and it would really, for me, is kind of, I'm going to take a moment and rant just for a second. What really grinds my gears here is that I see people on social media whenever they post an event and they complain about it. If you're listening, don't be one of those people, because let me tell you something. Now, Bunny Day, I can give you guys that, because I was frustrated for that. We were all frustrated for that, but not for the fact that they didn't give us an event. They just crammed eggs in our mouth. And so that's it's not why I'm complaining.
It's like Cool Hand Luke on Animal Crossing. Just how many?
they want to play Chubby Bunny with just eggs, all eggs.
Yeah,
just like, you know, how you see the cereal and it's like it's all marshmallows, it's all eggs, just
all eggs.
But it's, you know, I see people in there that complain about, well, this event only lasted 5 minutes, and I'm like, well, they gave you an event.
Yeah,
like they gave you something new. Don't
even just the, getting the little stamps in the museum. I know it was like it was dumb. It wasn't like, wow, this is complex game programming. No, but it's something extra that you didn't pay for, and they gave it to you for free.
No. It doesn't cost you anything. Just enjoy it and take the time. I've had people that have played the game that have just told me that, well, I didn't really care for it because I felt it was too slow paced. And I'm like, well, that's the point. The point is that it needs to be, it's a slow paced game. It's for you to relax. And, you know, as long as there's not zipper, you can relax, you know? And I just think that, I guess my final thoughts here are that it's a fun game. Get it if you haven't played it. I hope us just talking about it has really got people interested in it who haven't played, and those who haven't played in a while. I do hope it makes you interested. They just, like Tony was saying earlier, they just released Nintendo stuff, which is pretty sweet. I mean, you can hop in a warp pipe and warp places on your island.
The greatest thing ever.
Oh, yes.
Is that warp pipe.
It's amazing.
My pro tip, I keep a warp pipe outside my house. I keep another one in my pocket. No matter where I'm at, I can instantly warp back to my house.
Nice. That is a good idea. That's a good idea. Pro tip.
I have one inside my house, but I had a couple outside, but I didn't realize it was going to be random. I was thinking I would get in and it would let me choose where I wanted to go.
Mm-hmm.
So I started picking them back up, but that's a good idea. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, it's don't time travel. If you play, enjoy it, relax, take your time with it, because that is how the game is meant to be played. And stop complaining about events. I want more events, but that's the only reason why I'm complaining, because I want more. But
so yeah, well, I think the thing that I'm looking forward to the most, something that I'm like looking forward to is the Sanrio cards coming out.
Oh, I shouldn't be as excited about Hello Kitty as I am. Sorry. I'm cool. Whatever.
I'm not like particularly excited or like wanting anything more in the game. I think it's great as it is. New like villager dialogue would be great, because that gets old after a while. New NPCs are always fun.
Emotes.
But I'm excited. Yeah, new emotes are always fun. New items, DIYs, that sort of thing. That's always fun. But the Sanrio cards I'm probably most excited for upcoming. I have it on my calendar. We're going to Target.
The money has already been taken.
In a couple Fridays.
Nintendo already.
Help me understand this. Like, it's just one pack of cards, right? You don't have to buy like random packs, hope you get all of them.
Yeah,
that's like very un-Nintendo of them.
Yeah, it is. But I'm actually glad, because I don't want to spend a ton of money on this.
Oh, no, I think it's cool.
See, I'm not even that interested, but I know if Taylor gets the cards and be like, hey, baby, can I use some of them cards?
Well, okay, but I'm not like all of the villagers I think that are in those packs are not the cutest villagers at all. They're kind of creepy, to be honest, but the items that come with them, I don't know if we'll be able to buy those items, but if we can, we can reuse those with other things.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Looking forward to it.
So you got Hello Kitty, Sanrio, all that coming out. We have Super Mario Brothers all up in the mix. If you were going to cross Animal Crossing with another brand, like another franchise, what one franchise would you bring to your island?
I'm going
to
give the same answer I give for literally everything, Mass Effect. I want a Commander Shepard. I want to in seven, like, armor body. I've actually was thinking about trying to find somebody who's made like the N7 suit in the where you can customize the clothing.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody could do that, that'd be awesome. Or like even like the little, not that it would ever happen, but it would just be, oh, I would love it so much.
You heard him, Mountaineers, get out there and get creative
and send me your code so I don't have to do it.
what would you cross it over with, Taylor?
Same thing as Caleb. I would give the same answer I always do, but I would do Disney.
Oh, nice. That would be
I don't know what that would look like, but it'd be cool.
It would look like Kingdom Hearts.
Oh, that's true.
That's exactly what it would look like, I can tell you.
Just because New Leaf had all of this stuff in it, but I love the Nintendo stuff in general. I mean, New Leaf had a bunch of Metroid stuff in it, a bunch of Zelda. I would love to see Zelda crossover.
That's probably the most likely.
There was actually a pig villager that was called Ganon that you could get in New Leaf, which is pretty cool. I would love to see that. But just to shake it up, I'll just say Resident Evil. Let's just...
Yes.
No, I can't
do it. Nope, it's too late. It's locked in.
Okay, that was it.
It's locked in. He's done.
Sorry.
No, for real. What do you got?
Yeah, no, Zelda, man. Zelda always. And that's an easy one. They don't have to pay royalties.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's probably the most likely out of all of our answers.
Yeah.
Mine is the furthest, but yeah. I don't care. I even said that somebody asked me, what would you like? Because I was playing Fortnite today, or Taylor was playing Fortnite on stream. Somebody asked, hey, what skins would you like? I want Mass Effect. Just anything. Just anything. I want Mass Effect. In fact, I actually, I'm going to give a shout out to Mori Mochi, I think, Tori.
Mochi Mori Studios.
Thank you. Mochi Mori Studios. Tori's actually designing me a Garrus from Mass Effect.
Oh, wow.
So I got her making me like a Garrus.
Oh, did you win that?
I
on
did.
Our show?
That was one of my wins for the month.
Oh, you sneaky little thing. So we did on our show, one of our former crew members is a, she's an artist, and we did a little promotional thing. Hey, the first person that, you know, like retweet. So that's why you retweeted that random thing. That makes sense. Yeah, that was you. Okay. So he did the retweets, he did the follow, and then won a free piece of custom art. She's good, man.
She is.
She's very good.
So if go check out her. I'm actually, once we get the art in, I'm going to give it, I'm going to throw it up on, not throw up, throw it up, or throw up on it.
This is great art.
I'm going to take the art and I'm going to post it and share it because you guys need to go check out her work. It's pretty great. I mean, like she just sent me a sketch, no color, no nothing. And I was like, I want it now. It's so great. It's so stinking good. And now Tony's like, now I know who the Space Hawk is on Twitter.
That's it.
But do you guys have any final thoughts that you just want to bring up about Animal Crossing before we end in the show?
It's fantastic. Don't hate.
Taylor?
I second that.
Thank you, Taylor.
Do it. I need you to cut a bunch of random celebrities and a bunch of random do it's from different media all into one and put it right here. So
do it.
Yeah, definitely pick up the game if you haven't. If you have, pick it back up and play it because it is super fun. I've said this like 5 times already, but it's because I truly mean it. It is one of our favorite games to play, so it's definitely a good one. So that, guys, is going to wrap up the show. Tony, where can they find you?
Well, I'm in my room right now. So
can you give us the address, just, please? And so please.
1212 Boogie Woogie Avenue. Swing on by, bring a pizza. No, you can find me. We like to hang out on all the social medias at Nerd of Godcast. That's one word, Nerd of Godcast on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok now. I don't know what I'm doing on TikTok. I leave that to my betters. And you can find our podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, the Nerd of Godcast and the Daily Nerd Devo, of which you are a frequent part. Thank you so very much.
Oh, yes. It's a blast to get to do those. You could find us on our Twitter at Nerds Mountain, on Facebook at Mount Nerds Pod, Instagram, Mount Nerds Pod, on Facebook, Mount Nerds Podcast. You can also find us streaming 3 times a week now. We've just gone hardcore, and that's not really hardcore.
And now that she's got that Switch, it's going to be more.
Yeah. So Taylor is now streaming on Tuesdays at, I guess, 6 p.m. Is that what you're sticking with? I think that's what we talked about. 6 p.m. to 8 p.m.
That's Central Tuesday time, nights. Kids.
Central time.
Don't get confused, all those West Coasters, East Coasters, everyone else. We have no idea where we are.
You can also find...
I showed up for this recording a day early. That's how bad... It is the wrong day. I'm like, hey, where are you guys? That's tomorrow. Okay. I knew that. Whatevs.
Oh my goodness. But you could find us also. Me and Taylor stream a couples game on Friday. And on Sunday, I usually stream a random game. So right now I'm playing Ark Survival Evolved. I'll be playing that for the next month. And actually, when you listen to this podcast, I'm going to be playing something different next week. So because it's
Random Game Sundays.
Random Game Sundays. And yeah, that's about it. We hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I had a blast. Thank you, Tony, for coming back on our show.
A tremendous, tremendous honor. Thank you.
And my friends, as always, stay safe and stay nerdy.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.